The majority of our teachers today in the system are from single parent household.
Our doctors,
our lawyers, our firemen, everybody. Mm-hmm. Because we are in a society where slavery would have done its part in us. When you choke it down, our men know to go here, who there, go there, they make the babies, mm-hmm. they walk, they go. And I am a product of that. I am a product from a single parent household. I end up becoming a single mother. But the thing is, I found that for a single mother household to be strong and for it to put out what the nuclear family is putting out, that woman has to be strong, very strong. And that woman has to be a dedicated individual. And I can only speak about, well, hands on from my home itself and from what I would have been given by my mother. My mother ended up having to raise 4 children on her own, and what she did, I know a lot of people normally would say, oh, go to America and you will see a mother taking on 4 and 5 jobs. My mother had 3 jobs and 4 children to take care of, and she did it well. Yes, there are times when we had to do without, but we knew why we had to do without, and we knew why she wasn't at home. She wasn't there at all the time to hug us and so on.
I go back to conversations that I've had with friends, and one of my friend, she stressed the importance of networking, having a cadre of people on whom you can call. And she related to me that when her child was young, she did not leave her house she did not see the dawn of day, because she had to leave in order to drop her off mm-hmm. at the person who was going to take care of her mm-hmm. and then go to her work for 7. But it's something that they had to live with. Mm-hmm. And what happens, for example, if the child falls ill, then you cannot go to preschool, or then you have to have somebody else who you can trust. It's important to have that group of people, that cadre of persons that you can rely on, family members, friends, you name it.